Hey, all you Colts fans out there, this is Sean from Sean's Colts Thoughts, bringing you an update with the team through the offseason OTAs and practices. It is fair to say that after last season, the Colts need about as much practice as anyone out there. But what exactly is there to work on? Over the offseason, the Colts went through a drastic makeover, starting in the front office. They fired longtime GM Bill Polian and brought in Ryan Grigson to replace him. The Colts also got a new head coach during the offseason, finally firing Jim Caldwell after 3 seasons. I say finally because the only reason his 0-9 team had half the success of what it did is because that was a Tony Dungy team. And let's face it, he knew it, we knew it, we wouldn't have gotten to the Super Bowl if Tony Dungy hadn't have been there the previous year. Now the Colts have brought in former defensive coordinator from the Baltimore Ravens, Chuck Pagano. Along with bringing in a new coaching staff will come tons of changes to the playbook, if not an entirely new playbook. Defense of the Colts has been out and learning this new defensive scheme since mid-April, and overall it seems to be paying off. Robert Mathis is quoting it saying, "They're testing us. They're throwing it out there and see what sticks. As a competitor and an athlete, you like that. You accept the challenge. There's nothing wrong with being challenged at this time of year. They, being the coaches, want to see how hungry we are. Coming off a 2-14 season," he says, "we are pretty hungry." Antoine Bethea says, "I think everyone is embracing the new defense. So far, it's fun. It's fun out there. A lot of guys are in position where we can make some plays. I'm anxious to get out there with an opposing team in front of us and see what we can really do. I'm having fun with the new defense. I'm still in the process of learning the whole defense. For what we've put in so far, though, I'm excited." He continues on to say, "We're taking it all in stride and with each other, from the coaches to the players. We are all out there for one another each and every day. We're studying and working, trying to get the defense down. We're making corrections on the field, and we're getting better. The mistakes we're making previously, we're not making the next day. If each day we can get better, the sky's the limit for us come August and September." As for the offensive side of the ball, new star Andrew Luck has been in and out of OTAs, flying back and forth on owner Jim Irsay's private plane, finishing up his last class at Stanford. This was part of his agreement when signing with the Colts. It's crazy to think that a kid actually wants to put his education first. Can't say I blame him, though he's going to be an engineer. Although it is great that the Colts are allowing Luck to finish his degree, you have to ask the question, is this going to hurt us in the long run? And everyone around the Colts organization is saying that this will not set the Colts back at all. According to multiple players, Luck is very smart, which I find to be obvious since he is a Stanford player. But he is picking up the playbook very quickly and learning all the plays. It is a question as to if it will affect the team chemistry. We won't see that until, you know, training camps and, you know, the preseason workouts, all that stuff. But